Sometimes we're not going to agree on things, but it's the official position of the show that it's all over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's over.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, you were still saying.
Yeah, I was still hanging on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I would say over the weekend I officially did the cannonball
right.
off the boat, and the despite the weather being bad and the tides being strong and chances of being swept away by the water, I still dove right. I jumped right off that boat.
Man,
I did. So here's my question with the Phillies.
Mm.
We have a lot of stuff going on today. So hang on, we'll tell you what we have for the show. But they're now 6.5 games out of first place and the wild card. Just another. I don't know how you blame Gabe Kapler for Sir Anthony Dominguez losing the game by giving up 3 runs in the 9th inning last night, but you know I can't also say that Gabe's been a great manager. He's not getting results. This team is totally falling apart. But so now we have to have the debate. They're 4 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's going, they may not even be 500 by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So what seemed like a lock to be a successful season, now all of a sudden. Because the devil is always in the details. Now all of a sudden you look at it and you're like, well, geez, this doesn't feel successful.
Yeah, I know, because the expectations changed and everyone got excited at what the possibilities could be. But I still believe it was a successful season. When you look at where this team started, and even though the manager and even some of us talked about the possibility of playoffs this year. You know, Gabe said it in spring training. That's what they were striving for. And so it took a while for people to actually buy into that, and they had to do the work first. And they did the work, and they got on a nice little streak, survived June. July was very kind to them. Couldn't hold on in August, and September has been brutal. But I still believe the season has been a successful season. Could it have been better? Of course it could have been better. But it's been a successful season, and they got a lot of work ahead of them, man. I look at this team, right? I look at this team, and while the season isn't necessarily where the Sixers were last year, because the Sixers, some of us thought they would have a chance at the playoffs prior to the season beginning, especially if Embiid played X amount of games.
Mm-hmm.
We thought even if they won, I projected 44 games, I believe it was, somewhere around there. I thought that was enough to be an 8th seed or 7th seed. They certainly exceeded those expectations, and they already have the stars on their team. They have their identifiable stars.
You're so right.
That's where the Phillies are sort of behind the Sixers.
Uh-huh.
That's where they're behind the Sixers, because the Sixers have their guys, their foundation pieces.
Very well known.
Still need to add to it, but they have the foundation pieces. And they're superstars. Well, not superstars, but on their way to being superstars.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're on their way to being superstars. So – but the Phillies, from a season standpoint, in comparison with the Sixers, I think they were right there with them. But more importantly, the offseason is identical to the Sixers. Now, the Sixers swung and missed. Phillies got to go out there and get some stars next year.
Well, you're not kidding, man.
For several reasons. A, to improve this team and allow them to have a legitimate shot at being a playoff contender. Because I don't know if you know. I'm sure you do, because you're a much more in-depth baseball person than I am. My God, I've never seen anybody know so much about minor league baseball than you.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, by the way.
Yeah, but still, though, you know where I'm going with this when I look at the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. They have some young stars in their lineup.
Yeah, not young prospects, stars.
Yeah.
Already stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take Acuña Jr. over anybody on this team right now when it comes to an everyday player.
You would take Freddie Freeman over.
Yeah, most certainly.
Anybody. You're right.
So they need to add pitching.
Well, they need to add. See, here's the thing.
From Atlanta standpoint, I was just saying. I mean,
They do.
Yeah.
No, you're right. They need an arm or two at least. But what you said about the Sixers, really, it's actually a really interesting point, because at the end of the season, when they lost in the second round of the playoffs, there was disappointment from me, from you, from a lot of fans, because it didn't feel like – it felt like that they should have been able to win. It felt like that they really got outclassed by a team that didn't have the talent that they did. But if you look big picture from the start of the season, everybody would have signed up for 52 wins and a playoff series win, right?
Yep.
But then you actually get into it and you feel disappointed. With this right here, it's not like that. Because once I took a step back with the Sixers, like you said, there's still Ben Simmons. There's still Joel Embiid. There's still at least the allure of a Markel Fultz.
Right.
There's still other things that they have going for him, including cap space. But for the Phillies, like, what do we know about this team? What exactly do we know about this team who's on their roster right now? We know Rhys Hoskins is really streaky and has power potential.
I like Rhys.
Aaron Nola's a potential Cy Young type pitcher every year.
Those are my two mainstays right there.
Then what else do we have?
Those are my two right there.
Eflin looks like he's got a shot to be good.
Okay.
Kingery, do you know anything about Kingery?
No.
Is he a shortstop or a second baseman? I don't know.
He's a second baseman, but yeah, I guess Gabe thinks he's a shortstop.
So what does that say for J.P. Crawford, who was supposed to be one of these great young players?
Right.
Third base, First base, I like Alfaro.
Well, our first baseman is in left field.
Yeah, you're right. And Santana, who's batting 230 now,
up to 230.
Well, maybe not before these last couple games, but you get my point. He's been disappointing. Who's your right fielder? Altair was brutal this season.
Right.
Even Odubel. A pro-duple guy like me, I don't even know if he's on the roster next year at this point. Or maybe he's insurance against Roman Quinn being injured and Roman Quinn's insurance against Odubel turning into the bad Odubel.
Okay, I can go one more year with Odubel.
Right? So, I mean, there are a few bright spots, and they do have a good minor league system. But like you said about the Braves, they don't have a young positional player star that you look at and you say, he's the next guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy that comes up and puts butts in seats. He's really not in the organization. That means you got to go get him.
Yeah. You got to add someone. Now, Rhys is, to me, a very good hitter. Obviously, we know he can improve on his average or whatnot, but I like him. I think he is a staple moving forward. But the other reason I brought up the star part of it is, and ownership has to certainly think about this offseason. Dude, butts in the seats. Butts in the seats. What your fan base is telling you is that it's not just you winning games. It is about how you win the games and whether or not I like or look forward to going down there to see player X, Y, or Z. That's important when you want to have people, when you want to at least average 30 to 35,000 on a nightly basis.
Yeah, let's just say 30 to start.
Yeah, I'll start at 30. I'm fine with that. You got to have somebody for them to come out and see. So you got to go out and get Machado or Bryce Harper. You got to go out and get these guys.
You got to go get Bryce Harper.
Yeah, you got to go do it.
You're right.
And I love my idea because it's my idea. Remember, I brought up the five-year deal a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I'll give Bryce Harper 5 years. What is it, $40 million a year?
Yeah.
I'll give it to him.
Five for 200.
Yeah, five for 200 million. I'll give it. I can't give him 10 years, $400 million. I can't do that with any player.
But that's also...
I can't do that with any player.
That's the pickle that the Phillies are in, is that if there's other teams that will, then you're either going to have to say, okay, we don't want him, or you have to bid with the other teams.
Okay, seven is my limit.
You're a shrewd negotiator. I already got you up. Got you up $80 million.
Well, listen, I thought about the current lineup, and I thought about Bryce Harper. Okay, seven is my limit, damn it.
All right, Bryce, we'll give you 15 years, but no more.
That's my limit, man.
Marks and Rhys live from the park. See,
Machado, I'll give them both 5 years, man. Come on, y'all can come together. I give them both 5 years, $200 million.
Yes.
$200 million.
Keep going.
My math is wrong.
888-729-9494. I won't ask if it's a success or a failure this season, because I don't think that's the proper way to put it. So if you already tweeted that out, Ben, delete it. But I think you can ask yes or no, has this been a successful season? This has not been a successful season. I don't believe that it has been. From where you were to where you are right now. I know why they are where they are right now. It's because they're starting pitching carried them the entire year before they hit this right here, because the pitching ran out of gas.
Yeah.
But I can't look at this as being a successful season for this reason. We still don't know what we have with this team. Or we do know, and frankly, it's not anywhere close to a playoff team. Right? Look at all the question marks we just talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, you got Hoskins, who's hitting around 250. You have Alfaro, who looks like he has a good future, right? No. Offensively, I don't really know what he's going to be. Right? He's still a young player. Other than that, what do we have in Scott Kingery? He's a super utility player. Is he a shortstop? Is he a second baseman? And frankly, Ike, what do we have in this manager?
Well, that's going to be the big question for everybody. I mean, that's really the biggest question for a lot of the Phillies fans. Does Gabe Kapler know what he's doing? I for me, in his first year, he's got the team to where they are. Is it because of his managerial tactics and strategies and things of that nature? I don't know if it has a lot to do with that, but whether you want to give him credit for building a culture in the clubhouse that's loose and allows them to go out there and not have to worry about being ripped to shreds if they don't play well, whatever it may be, he's the manager. It's in his first year. And when a team exceeds expectation, I mean, you're going to give the manager credit for anything? We got to give him credit for something.
Has he helped or hurt?
He's helped the team.
He's helped them.
Yeah, he's helped the team, yes. So I'm okay with Gabe Kapler. I'll give him another year. And so let's see what they do next year. I'm okay with Gabe Kapler.
I think he – if you're looking at Gabe, I would say that I would give him the nod to say, yeah, he did a good job this year.
Yeah, is he going to learn some things this offseason? He's big on analytics, right? Well, then you have to go back and look at the data, because that's what analytics is, that you have accumulated over this season. And then you got to change some things.
What was that? Yeah, what do those analytics say about this last 6 weeks?
Yeah, you got to look at all this stuff.
888-729.
Not just the stuff you want to look at to reaffirm your position and why you do things. You got to look at reasons why you didn't have the success you wanted and why this team collapsed coming down the stretch.
Yeah, data will tell you whatever you want it to say.
Thank you.
It really will, yes. Ike.